All right, it is Monday Money Minute time with Patriot Asset Advisors. We have got Jonathan Taylor here. Who are we talking about, sir?
Mr. David Gilmour.
Help me out. Bread?
Pink Floyd.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. How'd you come up with that one?
I don't know.
Wow. Okay. There's a little bit of difference between their styles.
There's a slight difference between Pink Floyd and Bread.
Okay. You can edit that one out.
David Gates. That's why. Continue, please. Sorry.
All right. Well, David Gilmour feels that it's his responsibility to use his wealth and fame to make some positive changes during his time on Earth.
Good for him. Good for him.
And try to make a better world for his grandchildren and future generations.
Right.
So in 2019, he raised $21.5 million from auctioning off 126 guitars, including that famous Black Strat.
Right.
That he used on Dark Side of the Moon.
You know,
the Black Strat alone went to $4 million.
People are going to pay a serious amount of money for those kind of guitars. I mean,
that is rock history right there.
It is, sure. No question.
But he donated the entire amount to Client Earth. Mm. And their focus is to use legislation to enact environmental laws to combat climate change and other earth-preserving strategies.
Okay, cool.
So he also sold his London mansion in 2003 and donated all $5.88 million to Crisis, a charity helping the homeless, which inspired the Urban Village Project.
Cool.
He continues to support them and became vice president of the group.
All right.
So these major event highlights, you know, they're significant financial contributions, but his charitable efforts, you know, they go well beyond these publicized events.
Sure, yeah.
Children's causes, also it's a big part. He's donated multiple times to underprivileged and health-focused charities.
Right.
He does not seek attention for his generosity, but David said his philosophy on wealth is that if you have more than you need, then you have a responsibility to use it to lift others up and protect the future.